Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronim Arasi Shehichyu. We are going to be learning a maimer of the great Mir Mashgiach Rabbi Rucham. In the Chelek HaBiurim and Dvarim, he writes as follows: Eila HaDvarim, these are the words, and it says in the Medrash here, Dabar Acher. Eila HaDvarim, these are the words, Zesh Amar HaKosav, that's what the Pasuk says. In Mishlei Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Chof Gimel. Mochiach Adam Acharai Chein Yimtza Mimachalik Lashon. Somebody who rebukes somebody after me will find charm, me meaning Hashem, will find charm from somebody who gives flattery. Reb Pinchas B'Shem Reb Chaim Baruch Hanina Amar Mochiach Zeh Moshe. Who's this rebuker? Who's this admonisher? That is Moses. Adam, who is he rebuking? He's rebuking man. Elu Yisrael. These are the Jewish people. It's Moshe Rabbeinu rebuking the Jewish people. Shenem Rav Etnetzon Marisi Adam Atem. I will... Etnetzoni. I will give you my sheep. Son Marisi. The sheeps that graze. Adam Atem. You are man. We are the sheeps of Hashem. Ki anu tzonecha ve'ata ro'enu. But in this pasuk, you see that we're called Adam. So when it says in the pasuk, Adam, Eli Yisrael, Ma'u acharai, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shvilavi an acharai. What does it mean, acharai, after me? God says, to bring them after me, Chein Yimtza. What does it mean, he will find charm? Ze Moshe. And he will find charm, that's Moshe, Shetichsiv, V'gam Matzasa Chein Beinai. You also found charm in my eyes, Mimachlik Lashem, Ze Bilam. From somebody who says flattery. Who's a flatterer? Bilam is a flatterer. Because he flattered with his nevuahs, and the Jews raised their hearts, and then they fell big time in Shittim with the Benos Moav. Ad kan midivrei ha-medrash. Mochiach ze Moshe. Says Rabbi Yerucham, kol sefer dvarim mole mitochachas Moshe Rabbeinu leklal Yisrael. All of Dvarim is filled with the rebuke of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people. Rav Simcha Bunim Pshischa said that's his favorite Musa Sefer. His favorite Musa Sefer is Sefer Dvarim. That is the rebuke of Moshe to Klal Yisrael. Ve'ein meduber kan odos tochacha ala haba, v'shamay sa tochacha ala avar. This isn't tochacha rebuke about what is going to be, because there it was rebuke about what was. He didn't allow them to be distracted even one moment from their sins. They should not view themselves as being meritorious. It says in Perek Tes Pasuk Hei, it's not because of your righteousness I am bringing you into Eretz Yisrael. Al tadamu b'nafshechen shimcham tzaddikim. Don't think that you are tzaddikim. Zechor v'al tishka chet ha'egel. Remember and don't forget the sin of the egel. Zechor v'al tishka chet ha'meraglim. Remember the sin of the meraglim. And remember the sin at shittim. B'chol ha'batoim shemanim shem ha'yirak arba. V'par lo enich lam l'siach das meam. Af l'rega, af rega. Even one moment he didn't allow them to forget about these sins. There are only four of them, but he made them remember. Mamrim hayisem im Hashem yom dati eschem. Later on, Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf Dalet. You were rebellious with Hashem from the day that I knew you. So he's giving to them strong. Zosom eres al natonu es atzmechem shehinchem tzadikim. Do not fool yourself into thinking that you are righteous. Gilham chatosam shiu yodim tamid mehachet. He revealed to them their sin. They should always know their sin. Zeu inyan mochiach. That is somebody who rebukes. So that's how you find charm in front of Hashem, by rebuking people and putting them in their places. When he saw Klal Yisrael, he immediately blessed them. And because of this, they got to a matzav where they weren't always fulfilling the pasuk that my sin should be before me always, like David HaMelech said. And from this emerged the fact that their hearts became high, and Rachmana Litzlan Hori v'naflu b'shitim, and they fell in Shittim. We see the great danger in distracting oneself even momentarily from one's sin, and we understand how important tochacha is, what a great fundamental principle it is in avodas ha'adam, that a person should be cognizant of the sins that he made, and what a hashavas aved and a pikuach nefesh is when somebody doesn't know their sins, even though they sinned, and somebody else comes and tells him. He's giving that person life. And on that it says, Mochiach Adam Acharai, Chein Yimsa. So that's the great charm that you find by saving somebody's life and telling him what he has done wrong in order that he should improve. So now we've explained how important it is to give Tochacha. And from this we can go on to a great Yisod. And that is that the greatest evil for a person is Keshub Matzav Shel Asham Talui. Asham Talui is what you bring when you don't know if you're Mesupik, if you sinned. A guy doesn't know that he sinned. In his eyes, he's a tzaddik. And that's Mamash Pikuach Nefesh. Just like if somebody doesn't know that they have a disease and you inform them that they have this terrible disease, you're doing them a big favor. This way they can cure themselves. They can take the necessary medications. It's the same thing with spiritual illnesses. If the person doesn't know, and you tell them, you're doing them a great service. And that's the idea of tochacha. Tochacha is lehochiach, to prove, to be mevarer, to clarify for a person his sins, and thereby fix them, that a person shouldn't think that he's a tzaddik and a yashar, but rather a person should know his failings. And we see this from the Medrash that we brought, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mochiach and Miyasir Tomid Es Klal Yisrael, and he didn't show them Panim Mi'iros B'chol Mem Shana. He tells them Mamrim Hayisimim Hashem, you've been rebellious with Hashem all the days that I know you. Tells them again and again, Zechor Al Tishkach, remember your sins. And why is that? Laviyam Acharai, like the Medrash says, to bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Parashas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu warns Klal Yisrael, "Atomer b'levavcha etzetru b'tzitkasri heviyani Hashem lo b'tzitkasri osh levavcha." Don't think that it's your great tzitkus. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them shtark musar. So we usually understand that this is just on Hagatov that Moshe Rabbeinu was warning them. Don't think it's because of your tzitkus, but it's not because of your tzitkus that Hashem is bringing you into Eretz Yisrael. But that is a havanash habatash shitchit. That is a superficial perspective, because the Torah is not just telling us good behaviors from the Svarim HaKadoshim that are written in Sidurim. Torah is telling us very important principles, and that's a very important principle in Avodas Hashem, that a person shouldn't delude themselves into thinking that they are tzaddikim if they are not tzaddikim. It says in the pasuk, "Umaltem es or las levavchem va'arpechem lo sakshu od." Perek Yud pasuk Tezayin. The Smack writes that is a mitzvah essay of Kabbalah's tochacha, that you should circumcise the foreskin of your heart and not have a stiff neck. So that is the mitzvah to receive rebuke and admonishment, because a kshe oref, somebody with a stiff neck, is not makabel tochacha. The Sforno writes on the pasuk, "Ki am kshe orefata." Perek Tes Pasuk Vav, Ki Amun Kshe Oref Hu Aholech Achari Shuris Libo Hu Machshavta Al Pishi Odi Uhu Odiyehu Ezem Oret Tzedek V'raya Berura She Machshavta Hu Hibulti Tova Hu Mevi Ala Hefseid V'zeki Lo Yifne Ala Mora Ki Lo Orpo Koshe Gid Barzel. That this stiff-necked is that a person is going after the whims of his heart. And even though some Baal Musar gives him proof that he's going in the wrong direction, he shows him what he's doing wrong, and he doesn't even look at him. It's like he has a stiff neck. He can't even look at him. He just has this. He wants to go with the whims of his heart. The Torah's Kohanim at the beginning of Parashat Shmini, it says, "Ve'omer Moshe Zeh Adavar She'Tziva Hashem Tasu." Amar Le Moshe Yisrael, "Oso Yetzahara Haviru Milibchem." Shneamar Ma'altem Es Orlas Levavchem Etc. Sisem Kain Vayira Lechem Kavod Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, remove this Yetzahara from your heart. You should be Zochar Gili HaShchina. So you know, Maltem Zorlav Tevavchem, that's the Bittel HaYetzer. That Moshe says, remove the Yetzahara, Maltem Zorlav Tevavchem, and then Vayera Lechem Kavod Hashem. You'll be Zochar Gili HaShchina if you're Mevatel the Yetzer. And the Smack writes, that's just talking about Kabbalah's Tochacha. So you see that if you're makabel tochacha, then you can also be zocher to gilui hashchina. And the sakan is the machlik lashon. When somebody tells you all day long how gevaldik you are, then you're liable to fall, because then a person can continue fooling themselves into thinking that they're great tzaddikim when they're really not such great tzaddikim. So this is a big yisod in Musar from Rabbeinu Yerucham Halevi, and we live in a door that people, it's hard for people to accept Musar. So to come and prove to somebody else that they have to be Makabel Musar is not an easy avoda, but I would recommend that we try it on ourselves and we seek out people who can show us our faults in order to fix them and improve them. If you have $1 million, we should all be zocher to have that 55 times over. And then you're putting this $1 million into a investment, and the person knows that the investment is going to tank and you're going to lose this $1 million. He could do you no larger favor than to tell you. Al achas kama v'kama, we are not dealing with money, which is here today, gone tomorrow, bin laila hoya, or bin laila avad, sometimes. But we're dealing with our souls. Certainly, it is a great favor to be told of our failings in order to become the great people that we are all destined to become. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.